From the KUT Public Media Studios in Austin, this is Agenda Texas, your inside guide to everything under the dome and how it hits home. I'm Ben Philpott. There's a perception, not unjustified, that it takes a high-priced, high-powered lobbyist to get a bill passed in the Texas legislature. Even so, people still try to get something done with an army of volunteers, some who are still in elementary school.
Hello, I'm from the Texas Homeschool Coalition.
That's Priscilla Leverett practicing her lines during a role-playing activity at the Texas Homeschool Coalition's Legislative Rally Day. She and around 100 other kids from across the state came to Austin to learn about the legislative process. Yes, they did get school credit for participating, and to help support homeschool legislative efforts. The day included tips on making an office visit at the Capitol.
We really do encourage families to let their younger children do most of the talking.
And a pep talk from Coalition President Tim Lambert.
We will always have a danger of the state wanting to regulate us. The advantage we have today is we can do a pretty good job beating up on people.
Although Lambert did caution not to threaten any lawmakers who oppose the bill of the day, that would be House Bill 1374, filed by Democrat Harold Dutton from Houston. It would allow homeschool students to participate in university interscholastic league activities that public school students do, like sports, academic, and fine arts competitions.
There's 27 states that allow homeschoolers to participate in UIL sports
except
and music.
Texas and California and Connecticut.
Yeah.
And I think
about Texas right now.
Yeah, Texas, yeah. Most importantly, because we're all from Texas.
But
sisters Jeanette, Katie, and Elizabeth Dillard huddled to discuss strategy before heading off to visit lawmaker offices. Armed with talking points and information packets to share, the sisters trudged from office to office, marking down whether or not the lawmaker they just visited would be likely to vote for the bill.
She seems supportive.
They seem very supportive. I put positive.
Positive, okay.
Yeah. Because they seem
now, not to diminish their excitement, but the Homeschool Coalition was just one of several groups making office visits that day. Not to mention the dozens of groups that make it to Austin each week. Oh, and there are still those high-priced lobbyists roaming the halls. Got any questions about the legislative process? Send them to agendatexas@kut.org. Now, hundreds of kids fanning out across the Capitol asking for support is great, but you can't do that every day. And out of sight can be out of mind when a bill vote is on the horizon. That's where the professional lobbyists for the Texas Homeschool Coalition, like Peter Hastings, take over.
So we take all the data, we enter it into a massive spreadsheet, and then we analyze, this office is a no vote, we need to flip that office. Or this office is a yes vote, we don't need to visit them again.
The UIL participation bill is at the top of the THSC wish list, but there's plenty more to watch during a session. Coalition President Tim Lambert is focused on the broader issue of parental rights.
Obviously, we argue that we ought to be able to homeschool because we're the parent and we ought to be able to make that decision.
To that end, it's up to Lambert, Hastings, and 5 full-time volunteers to follow any bill they worry could restrict parental rights, like a handful of bills that would amend the grandparents' parental rights statute, which sets parameters for how a grandparent can step in and take a grandchild.
And we tell legislators, I say, why are you guys doing this? We say, well, because in some of these cases, homeschooling was the decision that that grandparent disagreed with.
But for now, the focus is on UIL participation. That bill is still waiting on its chance to get in the game. I'm Ben Philpott. More Agenda Texas next week.